Laure. Guess whose birthday is today? Hillary Rodham Clinton. Nine of Hearts, Scorpio. That gives her a Queen of Spades and King of Clubs ruling card. People born today are really giving. They want to take care of everybody. They're super smart because of the King of Clubs. Can be codependent, can be addictive personalities. Can be an enabler of their partner's problems. Absolutely. If we have other people born today, like, let's see, Bob Hoskins. He's a great actor. I love him. Let's see here. Jacqueline Smith, actress. Pat Sajak. I didn't know he was born today. Let's see, rock musician Keith Strickland of the B-52s. Actress Rita Wilson. Oh, I didn't know she was a Nine of Hearts. That's interesting. Dylan McDermott, the actor. Yeah, I know him. Country singer Keith Urban. Interesting. So he's a Nine of Hearts, King of Clubs. So that gives him a Seven of Diamonds. And his wife is an Eight of Diamonds, so he's Moon to her. That makes sense. That makes sense. We have Seth MacFarlane. Let's see here. And Olympic figure skater Sasha Cohen. Happy birthday to anyone born today. Hope you're having a great day. We know you're a smarty pants if you have a King of Clubs as one of your cards. We have several fun announcements. Welcome to the show. This is the Mr. Destiny Radio Show. We use the science of the cards on this show. I talk about it. I teach about it. I use it. I demonstrate it. We have a nice little class tonight about your Decanate ruling card. What is it? How to use it? How to find out what it is? Very informative. I use mine. It's very helpful. It's very helpful. It presents a different slant on your personality. We'll talk about that in a minute. We have an announcement. We're going to have a special offer only for you listening tonight. Now, people who don't listen tonight won't even hear this. I'm not broadcasting it in the email. It's only for those of you who are listening, and you want to write down this coupon code I'm going to give you. And we used it once before. But it's this is one word, no spaces. It's BBS Radio in all caps. BBS Radio, all caps, no spaces. That's the coupon code. And between now and the end of Thursday, until Thursday night at midnight, you can use this to get 10% off anything in our catalog online, anything on 7thunders.com. If you've been thinking about buying something and you've been waiting, now is the time. Oh, by the way, the total cost of it has to be $50 or more. So it won't be good for orders of $45 or $25. Only orders of $50 or more. So, like, if you wanted to order two things that were smaller, you could get it up to $50 and get a 10% discount. We don't do this very often, but we're going to do it tonight and see how it goes. We did it before. So, for those of you who might be new, in the beginning of the show, I generally have a topic, and tonight is a class about the cards and about a special thing that's not in the book. It's a new thing. We also have a contest now every week, and I'm going to tell you the contest question in just a minute. And then we take a break, and then you can call in. Now, my purpose for taking your calls is really, I'm here to teach. I want people to You can get a reading, but my real purpose here is to show people that you can use this system to help somebody else, help yourself or help other people. Okay? That's my purpose, to demonstrate that it can be done and done really well. And anybody can learn this system. It's not that difficult. It just takes an interest. If you have an interest, you'll be good at it. You can't make yourself. Have you noticed this? You can't make yourself be interested in something. You can't, I shouldn't say that's not completely true, because if you just decide that you're going to be good at something and you practice it enough, you will come to love it as well, just by practicing. But in most cases, the things that we like in life, we don't decide. They're already there. They're already there. So I remember when I discovered this system, it was like I absolutely loved it. And a lot of people have that same experience. They just absolutely love it. Now, I don't absolutely love everything. I did have a similar experience when I first discovered home computers. That was a huge thing for me, which is kind of odd, but that's what happened. I had just got so excited about it. So it's this system, and getting good at it is about how much you like it, how much you enjoy it, how much value you take from it, basically. Okay? So I'm going to give you a topic tonight. Now, there's a contest. I have a contest question every week, and if you win, there's a prize. And I recorded 14 new songs that I use for intros. The one you heard just as I was coming in, that's a new one. And I have all these recorded, and they're each about a minute long. Okay? And whoever wins the contest, I'm going to give you all these songs. And you can play them, listen to them. I've heard people have requested some of this music, but this stuff is not really, you know, they're not very long. They're each about a minute to a minute and 20 seconds long, so they're not really that long. But you're welcome. Whoever wins the contest prize tonight will get to have all those tunes on MP3s. You can put it on your MP3 player, on your iPod, whatever you want. Okay, you have my permission. So here's the contest question. And then after that, we're going to go into our little class about the Decanate ruling card, okay? This is about, this does have to do with the cards. And the question is, if I can phrase it correctly, is how do we know that politicians are dishonest? How do we know? What is the thing about them that shows that they're going to be dishonest? Most of them are. Most of them are going to be very dishonest. I mean, it's just part of the game, you might say. But there's something about politicians, and they share this with salespeople. They share it with salespeople. And what is it about them and salespeople that you know they're more likely to be dishonest? Okay, that's the contest question. And I know some of you think you got this. And it's not exactly what you think it is, but it's close. It does relate to the cards, but there's more to it than just the cards. Okay. Okay, that's our contest question. So we'll see how things go with that, see how you guys do. Last week, nobody got the question. It was very obscure. And I'm hoping to make hard ones because, I mean, hey, we're going to learn something, not just to get them all right. So, but I do hope somebody gets it. It'll be great. You know you have a birth card, and you know you have a planetary ruling card. Even Leos have a planetary ruling card, even though it happens to be the same card as their birth card. This is why a Leo is a more powerful version of their card. They stand out. I mean, if you really want to know what a card is like, if there is a Leo birthday of that card, study that Leo because they're pure, like 100% energy of that card. Because they're a double. Their birth and ruling are both the same card. They're more dramatic. You get to see the traits, both good and bad, in a more, they're more obvious, let's say, way. There's a third ruling card called the Decanate ruling card, and this has to do with astrology. And you don't really have to know astrology, but you're going to have to understand a little bit about your sun and your sun sign, and I'm going to explain that to you right now. Astrology, there are 12 signs in the zodiac, and each one comprises 30 degrees of the whole pie of 360 degrees. Complete circles, 360 degrees, and it's divided into 12 slices, and each slice is 30 degrees wide. But in addition to that, and those are the signs, you know, of the zodiac, but in addition to that, they've decided that each sign has three decanates. And deca means 10. And so each of these three mini slices are 10 degrees each. So people born in the very beginning of a sign, like if you were born like around the 22nd of this month, or 23rd, you would be on the beginning, the very beginning of the sign of Scorpio. So the first 10 degrees, which is approximately the first 10 days of that sign, will be the first decanate. And then when the sun gets to 10 degrees of that sign, you enter the second decanate. And when it gets to 20 degrees of the sign, you enter the third decanate. So in order to know what decanate you are, you need to know how many degrees your sun sign is, especially if you're born close to those cusps. Like I was born on the 3rd of July, and my sun is about 11 and a half degrees Cancer, okay? Because Cancer on the year I was born started around June 23rd. So you count from there, and each day is about 1 degree. And that's how I end up getting around 11 degrees Cancer sun. And because 11 is more than 10, I'm in the second decanate of my sign. Now, if you're born around the 23rd of the month, or between the 23rd and the 2nd of the following month, you know you're in the first decanate. You know, 23rd or 22nd till around the 1st or 2nd of the following month of the sign, you know you're in the first decanate. I mean, you don't have to guess that. It's only when you're close to one or the other you need to know. So if you don't know how many degrees your sun sign is, if you have a copy of your natal chart, it'll tell you. If you look in on your natal chart and look at the sun, it'll say how many degrees and how many minutes it is. If it's from 0 to 9 degrees and 59 minutes, it's the first decanate. If it's 10 degrees all the way to 19 degrees and 59 minutes, because there's 60 minutes in each degree, it's second decanate. If it's 20 degrees to 59 minutes, it's the third decanate. There is no 30 degree of a sign because it goes to the next sign. Okay? If you don't know, never had your chart done, go to astro.com. Go to astro.com. It's free. You can put in your information, your time, place, and date of birth, and you can have a chart drawn up, and it'll give you the exact degree of your sun. Okay? So you need to know that. Now, the second part is kind of hard too. So this is why this is a little bit of a complicated thing. You need to know that whatever your sun sign is, there's two other signs that are the same element as yours. Like people born today are Scorpios, and that's water. So you need to know the element of your sun. Okay, so Scorpio is water, but also Pisces is water, and so is Cancer. Virgo is earth, Taurus and Capricorn. These are all earth. Okay. Then you have the fire signs, Leo, Aries, and Sagittarius are the fire signs. And then we have the air signs, Libra, Gemini, and Aquarius. Okay? So you need to know that those two other signs are part of your element. And then the decanates are done by the elements. So the first decanate of any sign, is that sign itself. So like if you're born in the first decanate of Cancer, that first decanate is also Cancer. The second decanate would be the next water sign, which happens to be Scorpio. And the third decanate would be Pisces. For example, I'm born in the second decanate of Cancer, so that's Scorpio ruled by Pluto. So it turns out that my Pluto card and my Mars card are my decanate ruling cards. Because I'm Scorpio, I get two. Okay? Now, people born today, they're in the first decanate, like Hillary. So she's the same. She's a Scorpio, but she's also, decanate is also Scorpio, so she's the same. She's a double, basically, nine of hearts. And I'll talk about that in a minute. So if let's say you're a Virgo, and you're born in the third decanate of your sign. Well, you start from Virgo. Virgo will be the first decanate. The next earth sign you come to after Virgo would be Capricorn. That's the second decanate. So the third decanate would be Taurus. So if you happen to be a Virgo who's in the third decanate, this is an example, the Taurus would be your decanate ruler, and that Taurus is ruled by Venus. So it would be your Venus card in your life spread. Now, I'm sure that sounds kind of complex, but if you've been paying attention, all the information that you need is there. And you can read this decanate ruler as if it was your birth card. You can read the yearly spreads for it, and you can do relationship connections with it. I always wondered why I always get along so well with Ten of Clubs people, because my card, my birth card, the Queen of Diamonds, and my Ace of Diamonds aren't even anywhere near the Ten of Clubs. There's just no reason why, in a way, that there should be such a good connection. But when you consider the fact that my decanate ruler is a Jack of Clubs, then it all makes sense. It all makes sense why I've had so many really great friendships and close relationships with Ten of Clubs people. We always seem to get along. So you can do relationship connections with that, and you can do yearly spreads from that card as well. And you can learn something from the decanate ruling card. Now, again, if you're in the first decanate, you don't have a separate decanate ruler to look at. It's only if you're in the second or third decanates. And if you're on the call tonight and you really want me to tell you what your decanate ruler is, if you call in, I will be happy to take a look and see what I can find. I might be able to tell you. Okay? So that's our little talk about the decanate ruler. Hope you found that useful. It's very helpful. It sometimes explains things that you can't see otherwise in the cards. Okay? Okay, so we're going to take a little break, and when we come back, we have three lines full. I think there might be a fourth line, but three lines definitely are full. And we're going to take your calls and see if anybody got the contest question. I'll remind you what the question is again after the break. On this break, we're going to play this song called Journey from my CD, Bhakti Rock, which you can get on my website. When we come back, we'll be taking your calls. Be right back. And that was Journey from my CD Bhakti Rock. Hey, I got a little tuner I put together today. This really reminds me of, before I take my first caller, this reminds me of what's going on in the brain of a Three of Clubs. Listen to this for a second. That's pretty much Three of Clubs. Okay, our first caller is Tanya from California, and Rick. I guess they're on the line together. Are you guys there? What's going on?
We are here. Hi, Robert.
How are you, Tanya?
Can you hear me?
I do. I hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay. So I've actually been studying the cards not aggressively as much as I wanted to, but for several years, and I have your software, and it's been very helpful. The question I have for myself is, I have a Ace of Hearts as my result card.
Uh-huh.
And from reading about it, it says something to the effect of a love interest or a new child.
Yeah. Do you want a new child?
And, we're definitely not in the space of having a child.
Uh-huh.
So what are some of the other things that it could be a result of?
Well, you know, I don't know the nature. By the way, your birthday is July 2nd, 1966, right?
Yep.
So your Pluto card this year was the Two of Hearts. So I think this issue of a baby is actually up for you, even though you think you're really clear about it. I think it's still to be played out.
Well, and that's what I was read, but my fiancé biologically can't have children.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I don't know.
That's why we were like, how could that be?
When are you guys getting married?
We don't know yet. Is it in the cards?
Well, are you engaged?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, an engagement without a date is not an engagement, by the way.
Okay.
That's pretend.
That's fine.
That's like faking it. Like, we're going to tell everybody we're getting married, but we're really not.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Well, you know, so, we'll have to see. You know, this is your card, okay? This is your card. And I don't know what's going on in your head or your heart. But maybe it hasn't quite shown up yet. There's still time for something to come up. Usually that Two of Hearts Pluto with an Ace of Hearts means that you really want to have a child or that you really want a certain kind of love in your life, you know?
Okay.
That's all I got to say to you. Now, you know, when I do readings professionally, I would never do a reading with a couple sitting there together. You know why?
Oh, why?
Because they can't say anything they really want to say.
Oh, we're pretty good. We're pretty close.
I'm not concerned about that.
I know, but
I know that
still,
I also have
There's an energy there that just, you know, you can't really be really straight, you know. Can't say anything you want. Anyway, because I have limited time, I can't take a second question from anybody tonight. But thank you. You know, this is a great year for you, though. I want to tell you that. This is a fantastic year. You should be really enjoying this. It's only going to get better.
I mean, relationship-wise or job-wise?
Just everything. Just life-wise. Just
general. Well, that's good, because I need a good year.
Enjoyment and fun and that kind of stuff, okay?
Very cool. Well, thank you.
Great talking to you, Tanya. Have a good night.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, next up is Andy from Seattle, and her birthday, June 1st. Same birthday as Tanya's supposed fiance. Andy is June 1st, 1958. Are you there, Andy?
Yeah, I am.
How are you, Andy?
I'm okay. I just wanted to get an idea of what was going to be good for this year. What the good trends are in general.
Well, moving would be good.
Moving?
Yeah. Living in a new house.
What about getting another job?
Well, if it involves moving, yes.
No, I don't want to move.
Well, you asked.
I think the job probably involves travel that I'm looking into, but I don't want to move.
Well, you know, change of job is indicated right now, but you have such good cards for moving. It's about having a different kind of house. Now, that can be interpreted in other ways, like that you change your house in some really significant way, you know, where you live.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
But that's where all your blessings are this year. Okay? I'm just
all
telling
right.
you where they are. All right?
Uh-huh.
Your environment card and your result card are both the Five of Hearts. The other possibility
uh-huh.
is getting married or, you know, changing your relationship status. That's also possible.
Uh-huh.
All right?
All right. Yeah, I've been having a little problem with somebody. They're born on the April 23rd, 1948.
What do you? Well, you've already asked one question. I'm sorry, we only have time for one question per person.
Can't do. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Andy.
Bye bye.
All right. I suppose my first two callers didn't even have answer to the contest question. Maybe our next caller will. It's Aisha. Her birthday is May 4th, 1967. Are you there, Aisha?
I wish I did. How are you this evening, Robert?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I wish I did. I got on the show a little bit late, so I didn't even hear the full question, so I apologize.
No, that's okay. That's okay. You're on the line, so what can I do for you?
Well, I have a very specific question. I spoke to you recently, probably last couple of shows, and you said it was a great year for me, a lot happening. And I have a project that I shared with someone who was born August 4th, 1959. This person has been like a big sister to me, a confidant. We refer to each other as cousins because our mothers have been friends since we were very, very small. But recently, within the last 3 years, I sort of did a lot of reassessment of people in my life, relationships. I am the Two of Spades, so it is a friendship card. And I have a lot of different really special friendships in my life, people who are like sisters, brothers. And she was like that, but I had to do a reassessment of our relationship because I felt like she's a Leo, and I felt like she always had to one-up me. It was okay for our friendship to progress if she was at the top of the helm and I was kind of struggling. So I met with her recently and came really strong and shared with her a project that I was working on, only to have her do the same thing. Now, what's interesting is her current 52-day period is the Two of Spades, and her long-range card for the year is the Two of Spades.
So what is your question?
My question is, should I work with her? I saw her in my card, so that's why I gave her a second chance and said, well, maybe she will meet me as an equal. Maybe she will not have to one-up me or not have to be the one who shines. Maybe she'll realize that this project is not about us. It's about working together and doing some really incredible special work together.
I think she's naturally competitive with you because you're a Mars card of hers, okay?
Okay.
And, I mean, she adores you on one hand, but then
right.
she's a Leo, like you said, and, you know, in a Leo's world, there's only them and the help, you know.
Right.
So, you know, this is a year for you, though. I would not let anybody take that away from you. You need to be focusing on your own success
right.
and your own career. And anybody who's not 100% supportive, you should just let them go.
Okay, even though I'm showing up in their spread.
Well, that's them. That's their
that's
issue.
Them.
To deal with.
Okay.
That's, the cards aren't making you do anything. It's your choice.
Okay. Okay.
If I had these cards, nobody would get in my way.
Okay. Okay. Great. Great. Thank you for sharing that. That's helpful.
All right, Aisha. Thanks for calling in and being my guest tonight.
Bye bye.
All right. Bye bye. Okay. That was short and sweet. Well, so far nobody got the. Contest question. Next up is Marie, October 15th, and she's born in 1959, calling us from Vancouver. She's a Seven of Clubs and a Queen of Spades. Are you there, Marie?
I'm here.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
You're coming through loud and clear.
I'm Queen of Spades?
That's your secondary, that's your planetary ruling card.
Oh, I thought it was seven of spades.
Aren't you a Libra?
I am.
You're a seven of clubs.
Seven of clubs.
And queen of spades.
Oh, queen. Okay. Sorry. Okay.
Got that straightened out. And now, what's on your mind?
Well, just I went to your site and I did the card for the year, and it came out to be a five of diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering what's up with that.
Well, what did you learn? What did you read about it?
Well, I don't know. It kind of made me a little nervous with, you know, the money card.
What about it makes you nervous?
Well, the fact that I'm kind of jobless at the moment, so I was just wondering if,
well,
you know.
It means a change. It just means change. And it means a change in the way you make money, change of your employment, and it sounds like you need a change. Because right now you've got nothing going on. Is that correct?
I do need a change.
So any change might be a good thing right now. So be open to something that changes along those lines. Be open to that. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's all
I am.
That's all you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's, let me see here. Yeah, and it might involve, this new change might involve learning something new. You know, take some kind of new education involved in it. So be looking around for that. Your year just began. I don't think you're really going to see this come to fruition for another month or two. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But it's time for you to be asking yourself, what is it that I really want to do? What's the right thing for me? You know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Not just getting a job that you don't like, but getting something that really fits you.
Mm-hmm.
You ever had one of those?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good. Well, good. Good. I'm glad to hear that. So that is my message for you. Did you hear it really carefully?
Yeah, I think I did.
All right. Well, good. Well, why don't you call us back and, you know, let us know in a couple of weeks or a month or so if something develops. We'd like to know what happens.
Okay. And you know what? I forgot your question.
Well,
if
you're that new to the cards, I don't think you'd know the answer, you know, frankly.
Oh.
Because it's just more experienced card people are the ones that are going to get this.
Really?
And you're kind of a beginner.
Because I thought I might have gotten it.
Well, what's the question?
Well, I forgot. That's why I'm asking you.
Well, it's what is it? Why is it that we know with almost a certainty that politicians are going to be?
Oh yeah, and salespeople are the same.
And salespeople too. Why? How do we know that they probably are?
Because
how do we know
they're
that that's
all dying? Because they're all diamonds?
No, good guess. Good guess. That's not the answer.
Okay,
Thanks for giving it a shot.
Okay, good. Thank you so much, Robert.
All right, have a great night.
You too.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a short break. We're going to listen to Sri Ram on this break. When we come back, we'll be taking more calls. We've got lots of people lined up tonight, and no one's got our contest question yet. Who's going to get it? Be right back after Sri Ram. Ram.
사랑 했시다라 해한누마함 라치마나라 해라자라
Yes, we're back. Taking your calls. No one's got our contest yet. What fun we're having. We do have a caller from, let's see, Portland. Her name is Sharon. She's another King of Diamonds, our second one tonight. May 6, 1966. Are you there, Sharon?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you great.
Okay, great.
So, how's it going, King of Diamonds?
Yeah.
How much are you kicking lots of butt these days?
Yeah, actually, it's been a good year.
I was just talking to somebody earlier who had this Eight of Hearts displacement. You have the same one, and this is a great year. Eight of Hearts displacement is a really fun year.
Yeah, well, it's been that way so far, so that's a good thing.
I hope you're enjoying it.
So first, I have no idea what the answer to your question is. That's a good one. So I'm looking at Obama's card and Bush's card and thinking, I don't know with certitude why. But,
well, thanks, honest.
Somebody will figure it out. Okay,
yeah,
are you ready for my question?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, it's kind of an obscure question. Many years ago, I was reading somewhere in your writings, maybe your old newsletter or something, that the Nine of Clubs could be a card, when it appears in one's chart, representing childbirth. Does that ring a bell?
Would you run that by me one more time? Just tell me one more time.
Right.
What's
it? Nine of Clubs, when it appears in someone's chart, could represent childbirth.
No, it cannot.
It cannot.
No.
Huh. Okay.
No, you know, the Nine of Clubs has a Queen of Hearts karma card, but it's not a birth card of itself. Now, there is a remote possibility that it could represent a childbirth if this was an idea that had been long held by somebody. You know what I mean? Like somebody had desired it for a really long time, and it was in their mind. It can mean, because a nine means completion of a plan or of an idea, you see. But that's kind of stretching it. Okay.
So what are the main cards of childbirth?
Queen of Hearts for women. Queen of Hearts for women. Two of Hearts. You have all of them this year, pretty much.
Oh, no. I'm not talking about this year at all. heaven forbid.
Well, I know,
I'm just telling you,
you have them. You know.
Yeah, it's going to be more a relationship than it is a childbirth, I think. So.
Well, you know, unless you're
no,
careful.
I'm talking about my age 25, actually, so quite a while ago, because I have a whole bunch of Nine of Clubs around the time my son was born.
Queen of Hearts.
And I remember reading it somewhere.
Two of Hearts, Ace of Hearts, Three of Hearts sometimes, Four of Hearts even. Those are all indicators of childbirth.
Okay, so really heart-based cards.
It's hearts, yeah. It's not... It's rarely any other suit.
Yeah, well, I mean, it makes sense, but
there could be some exceptions from different people that are, you know, unusual in some way. But that's the rule of thumb, and that's what seems to work the most.
Okay.
Actually, I wrote
that makes sense. Looking at my age 25, because I enter into that year with the Queen of Hearts and the Two of Hearts.
Oh,
so,
there you go.
There you go.
And, you know, a good friend of mine wrote an article in my last newsletter all about making babies with the cards, and she gives a lot of really good information about the cards that you look for babies. Really good.
Cool.
You can get that on my website.
All right. That's great.
Well, thanks for being my guest tonight, Sharon. It's a pleasure having you.
Thank you very much.
You. All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And from Sharon, we move on to Mary from Reno. Her birthday is April the 4th, 1955. She's an Aries, Four of Spades. This is a hardworking girl. Are you there, Mary?
Yes, I'm here. I'm kind of new to your cards. I just got your introductory course.
Oh, good.
And I was just wondering, I'm sort of in a standstill in life. No job. Husband passed away 8 years ago. And I don't know where I'm heading.
Well, when I look at your cards this year, you have three nines. There are five cards each year that are most significant to long range, the Pluto, result, environment, displacement. Three of those cards are nines for you. This means you got to flush the toilet, okay, in your life.
Uh-huh.
You got to get rid of all the excess stuff in your life. It's no longer you. And then you can be ready for a new beginning after your birthday, okay?
Oh, really?
A new start. I mean, you could have a new start this year, but I think the major theme for you is letting go, you know? And I don't know much about your life or anything, but this is what the cards are saying. Does that make any sense?
Probably, yeah, true. You know, holding on to old values and, you know.
Old values, people, getting rid of some people, you know? I'm serious. Your long-range card is a Nine of Hearts. That means... You know, it's like I tell some of my clients, you know, I used to live in Florida, and there's a lot of cockroaches in Florida. A lot of them.
Oh, really?
You know. And sometimes I would get up in the middle of the night to, you know, go to the kitchen, and I'd turn the light on, and it'd be like a horror show, you know. Cockroaches everywhere. So when you have a Nine of Hearts, it's like turning the light on at night, and all the roaches run away. See?
Uh-huh.
So if you want to get rid of everybody, just be really honest with them all.
Oh, okay. That should do it.
That's that way you find out who really belongs and who doesn't in your life. Okay?
True. All right. Well, thank you.
Good things are coming, but you need to, like, let go of some things and make room for something good to show up.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for coming on tonight, Mary. Good talking to you.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, let's see here. You know, I don't know if we're going to get to everybody tonight because we're, you know, getting low on time. We will take one more call here and some more after our next break. Next up is Lauren from Atlanta. She's a Nine of Clubs Scorpio, November 11th, 1970. Are you there, Lauren?
I am.
Welcome to the show. Speaking of Nine of Clubs.
Yep.
So what's going on?
I think I might have the answer to the question.
All right, let's hear it.
Is it that they would be spades?
No.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, that's a good guess, but not all politicians are spades.
Okay, that was just my first instinct. The second one was that they would be one of the face cards.
Politicians come in all cards, actually. I mean, you know, President Clinton was a Seven of Clubs. George Bush was a Jack of Clubs. Obama's a nine of diamonds. So they come in all cards. That's not the. There's not an answer like that. Okay.
So, all right.
So what can I do for you though? Now that I have you on the phone.
Well, now that I heard about the Decanade ruling card, I was curious as to what mine would be.
Yours would be. Let me think for a second.
So far, I've determined that I'm in the second decanate.
You'd be in the second decanate. So, your decanate ruling card would be the Jack of Spades.
Okay. Which is one of my planetary ruling cards.
I'm sorry. I take that. That's a mistake. That's already your ruling card. It would be the Two of Diamonds, your Neptune card. The Two of Diamonds.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's you'd good. Be someone that likes to do business with friends, you know?
That's exactly what I do.
Yeah, that's because of your decanate ruler. So you should look at that decanate ruler for relationships, too. Like, look how that people in your life connect with the Two of Diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
And then that'll give you a further insight. So, great.
Okay. Yeah, because I do have a lot of, in fact, most of my friends are diamonds.
Oh, that's interesting. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're like not even, you don't have any diamonds otherwise, so that's interesting.
No. Yeah, because my mom and I, that's probably the closest relationship that I have, and she's a Six of Diamonds with an Ace of Diamonds planetary ruling card.
Oh, wow. Well, there you go. Ace of Diamonds, Two of Diamonds. No wonder you guys would be, you would be very close. Because
of that. Extremely close. Okay, great. Well, that I was just really excited to hear about the whole, that there's yet another aspect that I hadn't heard about before. So
yeah, well, thanks for calling and being my guest and taking a stab at the question. I appreciate it.
Great. Thank you so much.
All right. See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to take a short break again. On this break, we're going to listen to Krishna Hare Krishna. And when we come back, we'll have time for two, maybe three more callers. And we do have, let's see, we have Paris here. Jocelyn and Holly. So I think I think we have all of the callers we're going to need for the night. And I will give you a hint after this break, about the contest question. A hint. Because somebody gave a really good one on the email, which I want to read to you. It's really good, but it's not the whole answer. Okay. So right after Krishna Hare Krishna, we'll be right back.
Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare.
And that's another Three of Clubs song, I think, what we're listening to here. It's like 7-8 time, which is really confusing. You count 7 beats instead of 8. I love that. Okay, I want to repeat the question for the contest before I take my next caller and then read to you one of the answers I got in the email because it's really nice and it answers part of the question. The question is, how do we know that politicians are dishonest? And one of our listeners wrote in and said, politicians are creative and see ideas and concepts from many different perspectives. Therefore, they do not believe there is a right or wrong. This viewpoint is shared with the jacks in the Cards of Destiny. For this reason, politicians are dishonest. That is close. Yes, politicians are dishonest just as much as salespeople because they are jacks. But how do we know when somebody's being a jack? That's the question. Besides the fact that they're being dishonest, how do we know when they're being a jack? That is the question. Okay? The next question. Okay, let's see. Our next caller is Paris from Dallas. Paris from Dallas. July 21st, 1944. Are you there, Paris?
Good evening.
Good evening. How are you, Paris?
I'm dancing on sunshine. How are you doing?
Good. Sounds like a good Seven of Clubs answer. You know, Seven of Clubs is part of connected to the Eight of Diamonds, the Sun card. So, awesome.
Well, I apologize off the bat that I don't have an answer either to why politicians are jacks, but I'm waiting to hear.
It's not required. So welcome to the show, and what can I do for you tonight?
I would like to know, it's been a decade since I last sold a novel, and Robert, despite all my attempts, I run up against brick walls. Do my card or cards suggest a better avenue or a more successful avenue to, achieve this literary effort that I'm making?
So you mean that for like the last 10 years you've been trying to, you've sold a novel in the past, and the last 10 years you've been unsuccessful in trying to sell another one?
Well, I've sold quite a few novels, but nothing in the last past decade.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, this is something that, I don't know, you know, like, it sounds to me like something shifted inside of you, you know? Like, I don't think this has anything to do with what's happening out in the world or anything. I think it's all about what's going on inside of you. Are you sure you really want to have a novel published?
That could be a good psychological question there. I didn't know if the cards might have another suggestion or not.
Well, the cards, you know, the question I just asked is much more important than what the cards show. I mean, you have cards that could indicate getting published this year. But if there are forces within you that don't want this to happen, which I think is true, it's not going to happen. See?
Well, bummer.
Well, no. You know, whenever you hear somebody say, I'm trying to do something, you know, which is what you're saying, you've been trying to sell, it means that a greater part of you inside does not want that to happen. Okay? Now, that's unconscious, though, so you don't know consciously. But there's some force in you that's much greater than that conscious part that says, no, that's not going to happen.
Okay, I like your answer.
Yeah, and if you spend, what you want to try to do is you want to try to get the unconscious part to become conscious. You want to become aware. You want to try to become aware of why would you block that or stop that? That's the thing. See, why would you not want that to happen? And just hang out with that question. Don't try to answer it right away. Just hang out with it for a while and see what pops up.
It's a deal.
All right.
And I thank you so much.
You know, you have good cards this year, and good things should happen, so just be open. Good things will happen, I guarantee it. The fun starts in November.
Yay, so in November there's opportunity then?
There's lots of fun and opportunity for like 6 months starting in November. So enjoy that, okay?
I'll be dancing on sunshine, and thank you, Robert.
Great having you on the show. Thank you so much, Paris. Okay, so far no one's got the question. We have Jocelyn next on line two from Austin, Texas, another Texas caller. Another Aries, too, April 1st, 1974. Are you there, Jocelyn?
Yes, I am, Robert.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I have a guess for the question.
Okay.
Is it because they're being persuasive?
Is that how we know? No, that's not the answer.
Okay.
But that's definitely true. Anybody who's a salesman or trying to convince us of something is being persuasive, but that's not the answer what we're looking for.
Okay.
So,
well,
I got your cards up here. What's on your mind this evening?
Well, I feel like I'm in a very powerful place in my life right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a lot of momentum going in my favor, I believe. And I'm wondering if you have any advice or guidance on how to use the cards to help focus, to help me focus to what I truly, you know, want to move towards without all the clutter getting in the way.
Well, you say you have a lot of power in your life right now. What do you mean by that? How do you know
power? I feel like I'm in a powerful place. I don't feel like I necessarily have power, but I feel like, strong things are happening.
Uh-huh. Okay. So, right now you have a card of change, okay? And
mm-hmm.
change would be good for you this year. If you choose
right.
it, you have to choose it, okay? Like
okay.
a move, even. Have you considered moving to a different location?
You know, my future is very open right now. I don't feel tied down.
Okay, well, you know, the cards represent, what I've discovered about the cards is you look at what's there and you see opportunities. And I found that if I follow my cards, if I like the environment card is always a blessing every year, right? And yours is a five of hearts, which means move is good. So if I had that card, I would move. You see?
Okay.
And good things happen. You have a ten of hearts result, moving towards popularity. It means like doing something that has you in front of groups of people somehow. See? So these are all little hints. You need to study the system some. Get to know your cards and get to know what they mean, and then you can utilize this to your
right.
advantage.
I got the advanced course on CDs that you just
oh, good, good.
Today.
Yeah, that and, you know, and just the books themselves, read them really well, especially the cards of your destiny, because it has all kinds of information about what the cards mean and how to find what you're looking for, you know. But, you know, I see good things coming to you. You're in the hardest period of the year starting today, by the way, Saturn period.
Right.
But your cards are pretty good this period. They're not that bad. And they are pointing to move.
Yes.
And don't
yes.
take no for an answer.
Yes. I hear you on that one.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, you
okay.
are a powerful person to begin with a Seven of Spades birth card, but your Jack of Diamonds ruler sometimes would want to avoid anything that would hold you down.
Yes.
And so even though you have this potential to be very powerful, your desire to not be tied up with something might keep you from really developing something as fully as you could. Okay?
Right, and that's what I'm working on right now. That,
yeah.
That
like you should have your own business for sure. Okay?
Yes.
A little hint. You should be the owner of your own company.
Yes, that's what I'm hoping for. I think I have a couple more things to learn, probably.
Well, good, good. You'll
Thank
do fine.
You.
So look for good things. The good things are coming.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Robert. I really enjoy your books and all that you've taught.
Thank you, Jocelyn. You have a great night, and thanks for being my guest.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, our last caller is just calling in because her name's Holly from Santa Rosa, because she thinks she knows the answer to the question. Let's see what she's got. What you got, Holly?
Hi, Robert.
What you got for me, babe?
Well, I've changed my mind as I've been sitting here.
I had a feeling.
I've gone through a few different answers. My latest answer is that there's a relationship between their Jack energy and their Mercury energy.
Oh, I see. Well, that's very technical of you.
Yeah, it is. Is it too much? The other thing I was noticing, because I keyed in a bunch of politicians, I was checking out their birthdays, and I noticed, and I mean, this was my first thought, I noticed most of them have two Jacks in their life spread cards.
A lot of them do. I mean, but there's plenty of presidents that had no Jacks anywhere. Or politicians, you know, just so you know. But
you're tricky.
But thanks for, what is your birthday? I think our listeners would like to know who's talking.
We've talked before. I'm a Jack of Hearts.
Oh, you're a Jack of Hearts. Okay, welcome to the show again.
Yeah.
So while you're on the line, I'm going to tell the answer, okay? Nobody got it.
Okay.
The reason, the way we know that they're all, when they're being a Jack, is they always use their Jack name instead of their adult name. So like, instead of William Clinton, it was Bill Clinton. It's always Bobby, Bob, Jimmy. It's never the adult name. It's the name that they were called when they were 7 years old.
Awesome. I love it.
Yeah. So, you know, it's very important. Like, if you meet a man, also, if you meet somebody like a man and you're a woman, and, you know, if he's using that name, you know he's being a Jack, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, if he's using his little boy name, that means you can't believe a word he says.
I'll make a note of that.
Yeah, this is for all the ladies listening tonight, and for the guys too, because even, you know, among the guys, you know, if a guy is using his 5-year-old name, what's up with that, all right? And by the way, guys, if you're using your Jack name and you want to grow up and be more successful in your life, ask everybody in your life to start calling you your real name, your adult name. Instead of being called Billy or Bill, be called William. Instead of being called Bob or Bobby, be called Robert, and so forth. Instead of Jimmy, be called John. You know, the same. Or James, whatever your name really is. And that concludes our show. Thanks for being my guest, Holly.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. You have a good night. Okay, we're going to end as we always do with our the favorite song on my CD, Bhakti Rock. It's called The Gayatri Mantra. It's meditative. It's quiet. It's powerful. And it will help you be in a relaxed mood for the rest of the evening and take you off to sleep if you're ready for that. Thanks, everybody, for being on the show tonight. We're going to have another exciting class next week, something new with the cards, something you can learn. So stay tuned. We'll see you then next Monday night, same time. This is Robert Lee Camp saying good night.
Om Purva Svaha Tatsavitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodayam. Savitur-varinyam Bhargo-devasya-dhimahi Deyo-yum-na-prachodaya Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Tatsavitur-varinyam Bhargo-devasya-dhimahi Deyo yom na prachodaya Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Vimahi Deyo yom na prachodaya Devasya Vimahi Deyo Yom Na Prachodaya.
vakya dhimahi deyo yona chodaya. Om Bhurbhuvah Svaha Tat Savitur Vahiniyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodaya. Deyo yona prachodayam.